From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A new round of U.S. tariffs targeting $16 billion worth of Chinese imports went into effect August 23rd, with China responding by placing tariffs on the same amount of numerous American exports. According to Americans for Farmers and Families, the U.S. and China have now imposed $50 billion in tariffs on each other's goods. On top of that, word the U.S. is considering an increase of 10 to 25% on $200 billion of current tariffs on Chinese exports brought a reactionary threat from China of an additional $60 billion in tariffs. Since early August, when China's Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Affairs reported the country's first outbreak of African swine fever, three subsequent outbreaks in separate provinces have occurred. With China being by far the world's largest pork-producing and pork-consuming country, ASF's entry into China is certainly an issue of major concern for China's massive pork industry. U.S. Meat Export Federation's Joel Haggard says it's too soon to know whether ASF will have a lasting impact on China's pork production or its need for imported pork. The USDA has discovered a cow in Florida infected with mad cow disease. The news, first reported by AgriPulse, that was told the infected cow was not slaughtered and no meat from the animal entered into the food supply. It's the first detection of the deadly disease in the U.S. since July of last year, when mad cow was found in an Alabama cow. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.